Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Dan Reynolds, professor of weed science at Mississippi State University. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Today we talked about some of the new transgenic technologies that are coming along in terms of the dicamba technology and the 2,4-D technology that will be introduced into the soybeans and corn and cotton growing systems. Specifically, we're looking at efficacy of those systems, and then we're also looking at different technologies in terms of tips, spray boom types, and those kinds of things, and then the effect of off-target deposition of these herbicides on non-transgenic crops.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Those are the two most imminent technologies that are under development. There's some other transgenics in the pipeline, but the 2,4-D technology and the dicamba technology will be the first two that should be introduced, particularly in the cotton arena.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The shielded boom system, some of the pros would be that we certainly see less drift out from under that system. Some of the cons to the system certainly would be additional expense in terms of having to buy the shielded sprayer system. You can't actually see the spray coming out under the shield, so that's a downside to the system. The biggest downside is just going to be the logistics of having a shield on a 60 or 120-foot boom. It's just very difficult to accomplish.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
At this point, we feel like that there will probably be some buffer restrictions on these new technologies to sensitive crops, but I'm not at the point that I'm willing to say what that distance will be. I would just kind of say that there's probably going to be some buffer restrictions into sensitive crops. I also think that there will be some tip restrictions on the labels with these new products, where we tend to put out the larger spray droplets that are less driftable. So, you know, we put out a larger drop, hit the target more quickly, and not move off target.